flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How can you not be with all the sports that are about to hit you in the face here the next 4 days or so? As we welcome you back in, Hollywood Omar, Kelly Dan Day with you. Man, oh man, we got Jimmy Butler tonight. And Sunday. We got NFL football Saturday and Sunday. And then on Monday, we have the College Football National Championship. And by the way, also, the Panthers are at home on Saturday. The Hurricanes basketball team is home on Saturday, 2 o'clock. Man, there is so much going on down here right now. And this is one of those weekends where you find that little groove in the couch, I think, and you do a lot of damage out there on the couch, Omar. I'm thinking maybe you call in, you get some takeout, maybe.
Oh, why don't you put something on a grill, man? Oh yeah, I forgot you're
in
a condo.
Building, I don't have a grill.
No, hold on, wait a minute. The condo doesn't have a grill out by the pool?
No, they don't. They don't.
Whoa.
Nope, we don't have a grill. I'm not a grill guy.
Pool?
I don't know how to grill.
Pool?
Pool what?
Cool pool in the condo.
Do they have a pool, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a pool, but they don't have a grill.
How do you have a pool with no grill?
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
It's a great question. I'm going to look into that today when I get back. I'll certainly look into that. But
where are those HOA fees going?
They should be going on my grill. I will say, though, I would much prefer, because I tend to get lazy when these games are on, because I'll have a beer and I'll start to eat a little bit, and then I get even more sluggish. A little Flanagan's takeout, not a bad move on a football weekend here. By the way, someone had asked this, or we were talking about this earlier. They just said the weather in Buffalo is supposed to get down to -3.
Oh, it feels like. Then
feels
now they're saying
like
13.
Feels okay.
Feels
like three. See, here's the thing. I don't never understand
chance.
The feels like.
That sounds
because
cold.
If it feels like, then it is.
Yeah, and it's 65% chance of snow. So
hold on, it went up to 65%.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay,
like, I saw that different sites are saying different things.
Putting my money, if it's snow, I'm definitely gonna go with Baltimore.
But I don't know. But again, like the weather doesn't matter to Buffalo either. So like, I don't know.
Our guy from
Pittsburgh, by the way, says we're hilarious talking about the cold weather. He says you get used to it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've never been in cold like that. I've been in.
Lucky
cold.
You.
I was just in New York. It was like 40. And I thought of Omar Mittens Kelly, and I was like, maybe I should get a.
I've learned that my best friend calls my jackets fake cold weather jackets because it doesn't have goose.
Fake cold weather jackets.
Yeah, I bought mine from Zara, and and he's like, I forget the name of the brand that he's like.
Zara? Is that the women's clothing store?
No, it's men's and women's.
It has men's and women's.
Extremely popular.
That's only for stylish people. You don't need to bother going in. It's not for you.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you won't even wear the Jordans. I got you.
I haven't worn the Jordans yet.
Which I find very disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like. If I was going to go into extreme cold, I would just go to like
if
a North
I gave
Face
if
store,
I gave you some shoes that would probably improve any outfit that you're wearing by probably 2 points.
Now, Dan,
wouldn't you wear them at some point?
When he says give, he means that he bought them and I paid them.
Very exclusive shoes.
They weren't exclusive.
Very exclusive.
They were very easy to get. And I could have gotten them myself.
But you are such a liar.
And he ended up with two pairs of them, which is why I bought it from him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Listen, I could have easily unloaded those. And I easily.
305.
You're the only. I don't even wear Jordans anymore.
I don't talk about the stupid shoes.
I don't even wear Jordans anymore. And you're the only reason I have those shoes.
305 says, I'm not a grill guy. That's an odd flex. I would like to be a grill guy. I just don't. I'm just not. I'm not a good cook. It's not in my wheelhouse.
But people who can't cook, they grill. So you at least
I'd love to. I just don't own one.
Okay, so get on your HOA and tell them, hey.
We're kind of at an impasse here, Omar. This says, guys, I'm from New York. You never used to it here. It's gets 5 degrees. Is it 5 degrees? No.
It feels like. I never understand that feels like situation. If it feels like something, then it is that, right?
I got on a plane one time in Wisconsin. It was 5 degrees, and I flew down here to Miami. It was 75 degrees, and my goodness.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to explain how the feels like temperature thing works to Omar, but I think it's just going down another road.
I will fight you on this feels like thing, because if it feels like 10, then it is 10.
Well, I think what they do, Omar, and I'm just guessing here, but I feel like they factor in things like the wind.
I know, but that doesn't make any sense.
Other stuff.
If it feels like something, then it is that. It's like, okay, so if
we need like John Morales or something, or Lissette to call
in. If I'm going to feel like it's something, if I'm going to feel like I'm happy, then I'm happy.
Well, you know what, man? Listen, you keep going to Forever 21 and buying, your down jackets over there.
I wouldn't shop at Forever 21.
Wherever it is you're buying them from.
Yeah, don't insult me like that. I don't even do H&M.
Hey,
those are all the same stores, though.
Hey, yeah, they're all the same.
Not Zara.
I shop at all of them.
I feel like they're owned by the same company.
More commercial.
They have, by the way. I will tell you, I noticed this the other day. I had to go to Dolphin Mall for something. They got a North Face store at Dolphin Mall, and I used to have to go to Sawgrass for that.
Yeah, my best friend says I need North Face.
North Face is the gold standard of winter jackets.
Of winter jackets, yes.
And as someone who travels, I can't believe you don't own a decent winter jacket.
I apparently don't. I have 3 winter jackets, and none of them are legit because they're all fake winter jackets, apparently.
Yeah, go to the North Face store. They have probably like 75% off down here. Go in June to the North Face outlet and hit the clearance rack. I'm sure there'll be some
down here.
There's some jackets you can get at a steal.
Not true.
When it's
he says at Dolphins and Sawgrass, their North Faces.
They are very expensive.
They're half the price that they would be up north.
Sawgrass is outlet, but if you go to Aventura or Dolphin, it's full price because all the people from the southern hemisphere that come up and shop. And do that, yeah.
Hey, you idiots, if it's 20 degrees and the wind is blowing 20 miles an hour, it's going to feel like minus 10. The wind makes it colder. That's what I said.
Hold on. If it's 20 degrees and the wind is blowing.
That's what I said. It's because it's not like. I don't want to do this. I really don't want to. This is stupid.
But I don't understand. How is it in the minus 10 if it's 20 degrees and the wind is blowing 20 miles an hour?
This is a better question.
Then wouldn't it be zero?
239 asks,
you're making me do math.
What happens if Jimmy pouts and quits and the team wins? What do you do next game?
I don't think that's a possible scenario that I would even consider. Jimmy's got to put in. Jimmy's just been embarrassed. He knows the nation is watching him. Do you think he's going to act a booty cheek? Do you really think he's going to act like that when he knows? Like, nobody cares about the Heat anymore, but everybody will be watching tonight. Like, you think he's going to embarrass himself?
You're having a rough one today. I just want to tell you, you're having a rough one.
Well, why? What do you mean? Do you really think, with the nation watching, nobody pays attention to the Heat nationally? Am I lying or telling the truth? They just went 3-3 on the West Coast swing. Nobody cares.
Are you asking me if they're the biggest national draw right now? No, I mean, probably not.
They're not even a top 10 team anybody pays attention to. How many national games do they have?
I don't know.
Zero.
I don't care what the rest of the country's doing.
Okay.
I'm going tonight.
My point
is. I'm very intrigued.
My point is, I'm saying ESPN and the national media are paying attention tonight.
Yes, they are.
Tonight.
The game might be on national TV for all we know. I don't even know.
So Jimmy's not going to embarrass himself tonight. He's not going to pout.
They did not move it to national TV.
He's not going
to
do anything stupid. He's not going to sit in the corner and shoot up threes. He's not going to, like I recommended, which is not take a shot the entire game. Just play Mr. Facilitator. which is the Jimmy that I really dislike going to watch, but, you know, that's who I usually show, who I usually get.
Honestly, at this point, I keep hitting refresh on the Hard Rock app to see if they put Jimmy at 14 and a half points.
That's because you're a degenerate who has a problem.
That may be so, but I still want to get that, I do want to get that bet in. All right, we got to take a pause. Alan Poupard is going to stop by. How about that, man?
He's got this story up on his website about how the Dolphins can create cap space, which is just going to get another credit card. You know, max out a new credit card for daddy. And I'm upset about it.
By the way, I do agree with texture. Patagonia makes good stuff too. Patagonia makes this like dry fit shirt. I forgot what it's called. Dan, do you know what the Patagonia dry fit is called? Who?
Uniqlo.
Oh, the tennis thing, right?
It's Japanese
Federer stuff. No, but Patagonia is like a premium outdoor brand, sort of like North Face, and they have this dry fit shirt that was really nice. I bought it when we went to, I don't want to call it hiking, it was more like walking because I don't hike.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back in here on QAM Hollywood. Omar Kelly, Dan Day with you. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com, where we are joined by our friend Alan Poupard. He's the publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI. He is the host of the All Dolphins podcast. Alan, good morning. Thank you for hanging with us here on a Football Friday.
I cannot think of a better way to spend a few minutes on this beautiful Friday morning here in Orlando, where it's probably 20 degrees colder than where you guys are.
Yeah, Orlando. So what's the big plan for the son's birthday?
Oh, it's in Orlando. It's a universal weekend for the little man who's not so little anymore.
My question to you is, Alan, my daughter's turning 4, and I'm considering taking her to Disney World. Do you think 4 is too early for Disney World?
You're probably right at the cutoff, I would think. Here's the big test is, does she get excited whatsoever if you put on Snow White, Little Mermaid, or wherever on the TV at home?
No, absolutely not.
My 2-year-old goes nuts for Mickey. What are you talking about?
No, I don't think she's in Disney. Yeah, no, she doesn't.
He's just trying to weasel his way out of it because he knows it's expensive. That's all he's trying to do right now.
I hate Disney. I really do hate Disney. But anyway,
what is it? The heat, the long lines, the expensiveness,
the long lines.
Yeah, there's
yes.
There's a lot of drawbacks, but it's nice. Take your kid. It's nice.
I went to
Alan.
Like 5.
Let's get into some Dolphin stuff here because you do have a few articles up here, SI.com, that I found interesting here, and we talked a lot about this over the past week or so. I personally thought that the Dolphins' backup quarterback, the mishandling of that situation, was the most costly thing that they did, the most costly error that the Dolphins committed. You wrote about this situation with the backup quarterback. What was your takeaway on that?
My takeaway was all along I felt it was like horrible roster management. And then as we set up for Chris Greer's end-of-season press conference, I'm thinking, okay, maybe there is a good explanation here that's going to come out. And his explanation made me feel even worse about the whole situation. It was like, first of all, he kind of said, well, we won big games with Skylar Thompson. You know, he got us into the playoffs with that win against the Jets in 2022. Yeah, they went 11-6. And then in the playoff game, he mentioned that they scored 31 points. Yeah, they scored 31 points because they had 3 takeaways on defense, including a fumble return for a touchdown, plus a 50-yard punt return by Cedric Wilson Jr. It wasn't the offense. The offense was brutal that day. So that was part one. And then part B was we didn't want to affect the compensatory pick formula. Really? Like, it wasn't worth squandering. Yeah. What the Dolphins thought at the time was they're going to get a third for Robert Hunt and Christian Wilkins. Now it's looking that because of his injury, Christian Wilkins might be a fourth, which is what you would have sacrificed based on the money you would have paid. Having a dependable backup quarterback was not worth a fourth-round pick, really?
No, I don't even think it was a fourth-round pick because they would have signed a backup for about $4 million. They didn't feel like it was equivalent of losing a seventh-rounder for Deshaun Elliott, which I thought was just a ridiculous statement as well. But they did say they were runner-ups for a couple of guys. And my thought process is
sure.
Andy Dalton, sure, and Joe Flacco. And I'm like, would those guys have made any difference?
Oh, I think so. And in some of the games. And the other part of it, too, is because it's easy for us to throw darts at Skyler and Tyler. And some of them are deserved. But they didn't get any help. I mean, it's like at a time when everybody else needed to pick up their game, it's like they did the opposite. You look at the game against the Colts, for example. I mean, there was one drive, it's like three consecutive plays has a penalty on it. I mean, it was brutal. And then Tyreek against Tennessee, where he flubs that lateral from Huntley and then doesn't react quickly enough to pick up the loose ball and it becomes a fumble. I mean, it's like, it was almost like the Dolphin players on offense were like, oh, you know, Tua's not here, why even bother? I mean, it was that bad.
Alan, you mentioned that press conference that Chris and Mike gave, and we certainly played a lot of it here on this show, and it did not seem to be particularly well received by the fan base. But with that being said, I guess it doesn't really matter anymore what people, you know, scream from the mountaintops here, because, you know, Stephen Ross had his mind made up the entire time, it seems like, and it didn't matter that they lost to a historically terrible team in the Jets in the last game. They were going to roll with these guys, and I guess Chris kind of say what he wants at this point because everyone seems immune over there.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, right? But, and again, it's not surprising. Like, I thought, and this is a question and every media member was asking and being asked before the end of the regular season, is how safe are those guys? And to me, McDaniel wasn't even a conversation. He's back. And then with Chris Greer, my take along was less than 50-50, and I think I dropped it down to like 25% at one point that they'll make a change. And I think Omar wrote that in one of his columns that, you know, Stephen Ross gets comfortable with certain people. He's got people whispering in his ears. And I think more than anything else, he wants the Dolphins to be relevant. And they were very relevant through most of 2023, until it went south at the end of the season, and then it can be partly explained with injuries. And then last year, it's very easy to say, well, look, the starting quarterback missed six games. That's why we're not in the playoffs. And then maybe 2025 is another season where he escapes injuries and we're right back in the playoff picture.
In the playoffs, but can you beat any of these teams in the playoffs? And my argument would be no, but that would have been the same argument even if Tua had played six games. Here's my thing, Poupard, and this is something that I addressed in a column in the Miami Herald last week. Steve Ross is terrified to hire. And if you look at every time he's had to do it, it's been a very traumatic, horrible experience with probably Brian Flores' lone exception. And then we see how that played out. So what would motivate Steve Ross to go out there and purge his coach and fire his GM and fire his head coach and then start fresh with a whole new organization and regime? Tell me, what is the motivation outside of fending off apathy?
Correct. No, it's an excellent point you made, and that's a very good column you wrote. And the additional factor is the dude's, what, 84, 85 years old? I don't know that he have much of an appetite for going through that process unless basically he's backed against the wall where he has no choice or it's going to be a
competition. Or there's a big fish out there to go get. Like, next year, let's say Mike Tomlin's out there, and I'm not saying that you know, Pittsburgh's going to get rid of him because I think Pittsburgh would be ridiculous to get rid of him. If Mike Tomlin's out there, you throw everything in the kitchen sink to try to get him. GM power, final say, $10 million a year. That would be a great motivator to go do that. But right now, when you're looking at this array of head coaches that everybody's interviewing, even Dallas's former coach, does he move you? Does he inspire you to create change?
No, the two guys who move the needle more than anybody in this coaching cycle are Deion Sanders, who comes with a lot. I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
He moves the needle. I don't necessarily know I could sit there and tell you that he's a good coach.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. Trust me, you know my feelings.
Yeah, I know your feelings, yes.
Whole lot of flash and...
Yes, whole lot of flash. Not necessarily enough substance.
Correct. And the other one is Ben Johnson, who's a former Dolphins assistant.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. What about Mike Vrabel? Don't disrespect Mike Vrabel.
Oh, okay. Well, but he's already gone. But
if you were going to fire, like I think New England fired Mayo to get Vrabel because he's out there. And he would have absolutely been at the top of my selection process.
Oh, absolutely. Without question. Absolutely. But then the thing with Mike Vrabel and the Dolphins, had it come to pass, pun intended, based on the because of the style of offense the Dolphins play, that's not what Mike Vrabel is. Mike Vrabel is your kneecaps in your face like Dan Campbell is.
Yes.
And that's the opposite of what the Dolphins are.
Well, that's what they need to become. Let me ask you, I saw a column that you put up earlier today. And it's right in my wheelhouse because, you know, I love the finances of the NFL. And you know my stance, which is that the Dolphins have been doing horrible business for about 3 years now. Just horrible business. It's get, you know, run another credit card, max out daddy's credit card again. Okay, we're up against the cap again. Let's get another credit card, max it out again. And you're basically proposing to do that. With the restructuring of contracts, with the shaking down of veterans, they are right now $12 to $14 million over the cap before they even build their team. This is a position they've been in for what, the last 2 years, where they have to begin the process over the cap, restructure deals, and I don't see an easy way to create money this offseason. Do you? Because I don't.
Well, as I indicated, there's a few guys you can restructure and or extend to create some space. Two is cap number is $39 million.
Yeah,
that can be adjusted. And again,
but you give him a signing bonus, then you're more money in the back end of the deal. Harder to cut him. Go ahead, continue.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, but that's what's gonna have to happen no matter what. And this is the position.
The truth.
This is the game that they've basically set themselves up to play.
Correct.
That's not stopping anytime soon until you get to the point where it's like, okay, blow it up and do
yes.
a complete rebuild.
You have to purge the roster, yes. But correct. Tua, you bring up Bradley Chubb. I'm sorry. What would motivate Bradley Chubb to restructure his deal? You even brought up Zach Sealer. I'm sorry. I'm not restructuring money. I want a new deal for twice as much as I'm being paid if I'm Zach Sealer. Like, any other conversation is not even – I'm not even listening to. So tell me, how are they going to get this money, Poupart?
Okay, hold on. And then, first of all, if you read the article very carefully, you would know this. It's either restructure or extend. Zach Sealer is a guy right now for whom the Dolphins have an insane bargain. The amount
yes.
of money he makes for the quality of play he gives you is crazy. This is a guy you extend, and by extending him, you can lower his cap number for 2025. Bradley Chubb is in a situation where the Dolphins are going to play hardball with him, and if Bradley Chubb says, no, thank you, then the Dolphins absolutely can release him as a post-June 1 cut and chop off the numbers off the top of my head. They're not coming to me, but it's 1, 2, 3. It's 8 digits.
Yeah. I think you're – I'll look up. I think you said $19 million.
Okay. And the drawback, you can't use that money until June 1, but that's money that you will have taken off your cap. See, because Zach Sealer is in a position to tell the Dolphins – yeah, no, talk to the hand. Bradley Chubb, considering he missed the entire 2024 season after a massively serious knee injury, not quite in that same position of strength as Sealer is. And the same for Teron, who remains a very good player, but he's got, what is it, $22 million cap number is very high.
Alan, before we let you run here, appreciate all your time this morning and insight on the Dolphins. I just wanted to run through these games this weekend with you. I like to get everyone's picks on these if we can. We got Chiefs and Texans, 4:30 Saturday. Who do you like?
Oh, I would love for Houston to win because my case of Chiefs fatigue syndrome is acting up again, but I have a hard time seeing Houston winning that game.
Lions and Commanders, 8 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is an absolute complete stud, but Detroit is completely stacked. I think the Lions win pretty handily.
Eagles and Rams, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
The Rams defense is really, really good, but Philly is good on both sides. At the line of scrimmage, I think they're a little bit too much for them.
And finally, the big one, 6:30 Sunday, Bills and Ravens.
Yeah, I'm lame because I'm going all chalk here, but before the playoffs started, I said on my podcast, the team that to me struck me as the most dangerous in the AFC was Baltimore. And I don't know that I see anything changing there. Lamar and Josh Allen are both ridiculous, but I think Baltimore's a better all-around team right now.
All right, so you're leaning towards all the favorites. I'm torn on that last game, but I do agree with you on the other three. Alan, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Sounds like a plan. Take care, guys.
Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day with you. Man, is this a big week of sports, big weekend of sports coming up. I gotta tell you, man, I am like jacked up for this. You got the Heat tonight with Jimmy Butler. Who knows what's going to happen there? We got the Panthers in town tomorrow. The Canes are in town tomorrow. Some hoops and hockey. The Heat are in town again on Sunday.
It's like a four-day weekend.
It is a four-day weekend. Except you and I, Dan, we're gonna tough it out. We're gonna work on Monday.
I'm gonna come to work tomorrow. Why not?
Well, we're working tomorrow too. Yeah, we do. I got the Canes game tomorrow with Josie. 1:30 pregame. You know, a little plug there. We will be here on Monday, and we'll break all these games down for
National
you the best that Dan Day and I possibly can.
National championship.
It is also coming up on Monday. So, man, there is just a lot of stuff to watch. This is a very good time to have a nice big TV and a nice spot on the couch. This weekend, I am going to go tonight to see what happens with Jimmy Butler.
You want to see Jimmy get buckets?
I do, because I don't want to explain to my son what happened if he rips his jersey off and walks off the court and quits. I don't want to have to explain that to him. He's 8. He should not have to deal with that kind of traumatic situation. It's his favorite player.
This is life now in the new NIL era of sports.
I know.